Bellerophon was the son of Glaucus, king of Corinth, and grandson of Sisyphus. But his mother told him that he was the child of Poseidon. In consequence of an accident killing of a brother, Bellerophon was compelled to leave the land of his birth and settled in Tiryns, where he was kindly received by King Protus, who purified him from his crime. Stenoboa, the wife of Protus, was so charmed with the handsome youth that she tried to seduce him, but Bellerophon refused her. The infuriated Stenoboa then came to her husband and falsely accused the innocent of attempting to rape her. Blinded by his desire for revenge, Protus sent Bellerophon to his father-in-law, Iobates, king of Lycia, with a sealed letter containing Stenoboa's charges and request that Iobates get rid of his young visitor permanently. Judging by the appearance that the guest must be of noble birth, Iobates feasted with Bellerophon for 9 days before opening the letter. Then he became horror-struck upon reading the message. As he could not make up his mind to murder the guest he had grown to esteem, he decided to set him to cleanse Lycia of its plague. By rights, any one of the tasks should kill him. Iobates could only win. Either Bellerophon would die, or, if he succeeded, Lycia would at least have been free from terror. Bellerophon, however, was watched over by the gods, who, in answer to his prayer, sent him Pegasus, the white winged horse that had sprung from Medusa's severed neck. But the divine animal was wild and untamed, and nothing Bellerophon could do would make the proud steed obedient to his commands. Noticing the boy's trouble, Athena appeared to him in a dream and presented him with a magic bridle, with which he was eventually able to mount and control the splendid creature. The first task the Lycian king gave Bellerophon was to kill the Chimera, a huge fire-breathing monster with the face of a lion, the body of a goat, and the tail of a snake. Mounted on Pegasus, the young hero flew high up to the sky and soon spotted the whereabouts of the Chimera. Without hesitation, he swooped down and shot 3 deadly arrows in quick succession, one for each of the creatures that made up its body. Succeedingly, he was sent to conquer the neighboring Salami tribe, which was Iobates' traditional enemy. After putting down the rebellion of the barbarian Salami in the east, Bellerophon was immediately ordered to quell the Amazons in the north, for the warrior women were raiding Iobates' territory. The third labor met with success. Having single-handedly done all that Iobates wanted, Bellerophon set out in triumph back to the king's palace. But a plot was afoot to get rid of him for good. As he was approaching the Lycian capital, 50 royal warriors jumped down on him. However, not one of the ambushers returned alive. And at last, Iobates was forced to recognize that Bellerophon was under the special protection of the gods. Realizing that his daughter had been lying, the king, in recompense, gave Bellerophon half his kingdom and his younger daughter's hand in marriage. When she learnt that her shamelessness and lies had been revealed, Stenoboa killed herself rather than live with the humiliation. Bellerophon succeeded to the throne after the king died and became increasingly intoxicated with pride and vanity. One day, Bellerophon rode on Pegasus and attempted to fly to Olympus. To punish him for his impiety and such a foolish enterprise, Zeus sent a gadfly to sting the steed.
who became so restive as to buck his rider off the ground.
Bellerophon, maimed and blind, found himself on a vast expanse of wilderness where no one had ever set foot since creation. After wandering for some time, he died a miserable death.